In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the 11th day of the blessed month of Tut, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, San Vasilidis, who was a minister and a counselor for the Roman Empire, was martyred. He had many slaves and servants. Emperor Numerianus and servants. Emperor Numerianus was the ruler who was married to Vasilides' sister, Patricia, and had a son called Justus. Patricia was also the mother of Theodore el-Mishri'i. Vasilides had two sons, Eusebius and Macarius. When the Persians waged war against Rome, Emperor Numerianus sent to them his son Justus and Eusebius, Vasilides' son. Then he went to fight another enemy and was killed in that war. His kingdom was thus left vacant without a ruler. The people chose from among the soldiers a man called Agrippina, who was a shepherd, and they set him over the royal horse's stable. He was a mighty man in action, bold in his dealings. One of the emperor's daughters looked at him and took him as her husband. She made him emperor and called him Diocletian. عرفتوا بقى حكاية ديقلديانوس؟ أوحش إمبراطور ضد المسيحية في تاريخ المسيحية. The worst emperor against Christianity was an initial a horse's guard, one of the slaves of the palace, and they raised him to be emperor. And one of the daughters of the previous king, actually this daughter vowed her life for virginity and monastic life in the emperor. But unfortunately, she broke her vow and married Diocletianus or Diocletian to become an empress. Shortly after, he forsook the Lord God of heaven and worshiped idols. When Vasilides heard this, he was sorrowful, and he did not return to the service of the new emperor. Meanwhile, Justus, the son of Numerianus, and Eusebius, the son of Vasilides, returned from the war with triumphant victory. When they saw that the emperor had renounced the faith, they were exceedingly sorrow and drew their swords and wanted to slay Diocletian, the infidel emperor, and to return the kingdom to its rightful owner, Justus, Numerianus' son. But Vasilides prevented them from doing this. Then he gathered his army and slaves and informed them that he wished to lay down his life for the sake of Christ's name. They all answered, saying, "We also will die with you." They stood before the Diocletian, who feared them tremendously, for they were the rightful owners of the kingdom. So Romanus Victor's father advised him to banish them to Egypt to be tortured there. Diocletian sent them each one to a different province, Abadir and Erai, his sister, Eusebius, Macarius, Claudius, and Victor. Theodore el-Mishri'i was nailed to a tree. He sent Vasilides to Masrus, the governor of the five western cities, when Masrus saw him, he wondered why he had left his kingdom and his glory. Our Lord Christ sent this angel and lifted Vasilides up by the Holy Spirit to heaven and showed him the spiritual dwellings and his soul comforted. As for his slaves, some were set free and some were martyred with him. Saint Vasilides endured severe tortures on a squeezing machine at times, and at others his body was combed with iron combs. He was lifted onto a spiral device with a saw that thrusted him on a red-hot iron bed. Masrus, the governor, did not leave out any means of torturing him. When he saw that Vasilides remained steadfast in his faith, Masrus ordered to cut off Vasilides' holy head. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom, the kingdom of heaven, in return of the earthly kingdom which he had forsaken. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.